For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau. No injuries were reported in the accident that occurred on 100th Avenue in Diedrich on Monday. We recently spoke with Diedrich Fire Chief Ross Martin regarding the accident. According to Chief Martin, the Diedrich Fire Department was called to a one-vehicle accident at approximately 7:45 a.m. on Monday. He stated that the driver of the vehicle, a minor, was traveling westbound on 100th Avenue towards 2200th Street when the vehicle left the roadway and struck a guide wire for a power pole. The accident caused the power lines to fall across the vehicle. The driver was not injured in the accident. According to Chief Martin, crews cleared the scene at approximately 9 o'clock a.m. The Diedrich Fire Department was assisted by the Effingham County Sheriff's Department and Clay County Electric. For more local news, visit our website at effinghamradio.com or download the Effingham Radio app. For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau.
This is Illinois Radio Network. In Springfield, I'm Greg Bishop. Illinois has increased the threshold above the poverty line that families are eligible for state-subsidized child care. Governor Bruce Rauner said the increase will give 16,000 more children daycare, helping low-income families hit by the recent 32% income tax increase imposed by lawmakers. Despite the added cost, the governor noted the annual budget is already $1.7 billion out of balance. Two senior U.S. Navy commanders have been fired in connection with last month's ship collision that killed Illinois native Logan Palmer and 9 other sailors. The Associated Press reports Navy leadership lost confidence in the commanders. Navy leaders are testifying today in Washington about the collision. Governor Bruce Rauner set to sign a bill changing civil asset forfeiture laws in Illinois. The new measure would put more burden of proof on law enforcement rather than the accused to hold property seized following an alleged crime. And Southern Illinoisans woke up to an earthquake this morning. The U.S. Geological Survey reports a tremor measuring 3.8 on the Richter scale. This is Illinois Radio Network.